in a world of one Helen Henny fan.
Nah, alright, I'm just trying to do a little movie trailer, but that didn't work out too good, I guess. I guess since I said Helen Henny fan, you know who's next. We got our main man, Nevin, coming up right next. Alright, we're going to get him on the line. And if there, I know we have Danny E. also wants to be up next, so he'll be right after Nevin. And then we're going to play some music for a little bit because it's been all calls so far. I just want to get some music in for you guys. It's been a lot of Chuck E. Cheese. I also got to hook it up with the Rockafire, too, for our Rockafire fans out there. So here we go. Nevin live on Radio Showbiz. All right. Come on, Nevin. Nevin, where are you? Oh, man.
Hello.
Hey, Nevin, man. I thought you were gonna answer me for a sec.
Okay.
No. Hey, how's it going, man? How you doing?
Oh, I got a bit of a cold, but I'm all right otherwise.
You're all right? Hey, when was the last time you saw Helen at Chuck E. Cheese?
Well, yeah, it was yesterday.
Just yesterday?
Mm-hmm.
All right, how's our outfit looking? Is it nice?
Yeah, it still has a hole in it.
Oh, where's the hole?
I told you about that, yeah. It's been like that for quite a while. A long while. Too long a while.
Oh, man. It's not too noticeable, though, right?
Yeah, it looks all right otherwise. And we really fixed up our Chuck E. Cheese robot.
Nice.
They got him looking better, a lot better.
I think Nevin's three-stage...
I'm working better. They got...
I think Nevin's three-stage is... What? What's
again?
Alright. I was going to say, I think Nevin's three-stage is actually the most photographed, the most frequently photographed three-stage. Wouldn't you agree? Take a lot of pictures?
Yes.
Hey, you know what? That's awesome, though, because we love seeing all your pictures. And, you know, because you take the best pictures. We got a bunch of Helen Henny pictures on my computer right now. Got a bunch of Chuck pictures, a bunch of Jasper pictures. Not too much Pasquale, but Munch, too.
Right.
Mr. Munch.
Yeah, Pasquale's not one of my favorite ones.
No? Because I...
Well, it was, but like I said, Helen Henny would be top.
Oh, definitely. Helen Henny. Because you, my friend, are the number one Helen Henny fan in the universe.
Oh, I believe that.
Because, I mean, weren't you just Helen Henny for Halloween?
Yes, I was. See? One of those, I didn't have the feathers, but
right.
I had one of those wigs.
See, because
furry,
I don't.
Furry wigs,
I don't know.
Color.
I don't know anyone else that has ever dressed up as Helen Henny for Halloween, and I think that's really fucking cool, man. Right?
Yeah.
Awesome, man. So.
I've been doing Helen Henny for quite a
few. No complaints.
Years now.
No complaints. So. Do you have a Helen song you'd like to request? Do we already hear Ready to Run tonight?
I like Do You Believe in Magic also.
Oh, were you listening right now? We just, I think Mad Hat just requested that for
it
you.
On, but on my end, it wasn't, I couldn't hear it.
Oh, man. Actually, I know I definitely have another Helen Henny song.
Do you have Love for that song that's It would be the new one on this video. There's actually two of them.
Actually, thanks to the franchise, Matt the Franchise, I will have the brand new show tonight. Or no, the January show.
All right.
It'll be the January show.
Email that to me also.
Definitely, that'd be really cool, man. And then we also got to get Jumpin' on here. He has a better version of that. We can get that planned for you. But I'm scrolling down my playlist right here, and I just can't seem to find another Helen song, unfortunately. But I know they're out there. I know they're out there somewhere.
Uh-huh.
And I think you have most of them. How about...
Yeah, I love all the songs, but Helen would be top with the songs for me.
Let's see. I'm trying to find a Helen-featured song. I can't really find one. I'm getting a bunch of IMs right now. And let's see. All right, cool. Just got to check up on everybody. Because there's like a ton of windows open right now. I'm just trying to keep everybody all balanced out. Is there any other song you'd like to hear? Because unfortunately, I can't find another fresh Helen song that we haven't heard tonight. Is that okay?
Let's see, which one I really like also.
Unless Everlasting Love, I just found that. We haven't played that tonight.
Okay.
You like that one?
Yeah.
Awesome, because it's like one of the longest songs I have on the playlist, but it's worth it because it's so fun. You know that?
Yeah.
Awesome, man. Hey, would you like to give a shout-out to anybody?
I'd like to request someone else to talk.
Oh, yeah? Who's that?
An upcoming person.
Who's that?
Okay, we had Jeff on. Was Matt on? Matt Hatt.
Oh, yeah, he was just on before you.
Okay.
Because Danny E. said he wanted to be on next. Want to talk to Danny E.?
Yeah.
All right, awesome. We'll have Danny E. on next, right after Everlasting Love. Thanks for listening to Radio Showbiz. Keep it... What's up, Nevin?
What's that?
Oh, I thought you were saying something.
No.
No? All right, awesome. So we're going to go ahead with Everlasting Love. Keep listening to Radio Showbiz. Brought to you by showbizpizza.com, the website where everyone can be a kid.
Hello, everybody. My name is Chuck E. Cheese, and I sure am glad you came out to my place today. We're going to have some serious fun today, right, guys?
Yeah.
You bet we are.
You got it.
I always have fun when we're together, Chucky.
Yeah?
Of course. Of all the mice in all the world, you're my favorite.
Thanks, Helen.
Don't mention it, Chucky.
Hey, what's that noise? What's wrong with my voice?
I think we've become part of Helen's dream sequence.
Huh?
Oh, no, not again.
Hold on, everyone.
Hearts go astray, leaving hurt with Lego. I went away just when you need me so. Filled with regret, I come back. Forgive, forget,
Helen, snap out of it. Hello, Earth to Helen.
What? Oh, what happened?
I think you were daydreaming again.
I was?
Yeah, you sure were. And the Mamma Mia, what the daydream. It was so vivid and realistic, almost like we were really there. You've got some imagination, Helen.
Oh, well, thanks, guys.
She sure does.
But all of this imagining is making me hungry.
Hey!
What? Okay, Munch, we all know what you're thinking, so now would be a great time to take a break. Kids, we'll be back in a few minutes. Bye-bye!
See you later!
Welcome back to Radio Showbiz. I'm going to give Danny E a call right now because he requested to be on the air. So we're going to talk for a little bit, and then we're going to go on to a conference call.
Entertainment, this is Danny, studio manager. How can I help you?
Hey there, Danny. What's going on?
Hey, how are you?
Welcome to Radio Showbiz Live. It's your first time on the air. How is it?
It's great. I've been listening since you started tonight. It's fabulous.
Awesome. I'm glad you're enjoying it. Hey, what did you think of our question segment? Our ask.
That was pretty good.
That was cool?
Yeah.
I think when we ask real cast members, they're not going to do so well.
I know. I think one of the reasons why I gave you the number to my home store is I think I know you're going to be able to stump them.
Really?
Yes.
Oh, man. Well, actually, that's what I'm looking for. I want to, I don't really want to embarrass them, but I want to educate them, most of all.
Yeah. Because when you ask them questions, I think you're gonna find they're gonna. I think you find they're gonna go.
Right? They're gonna put me on hold for a little while.
Yeah.
Oh man. So, let's see. Did you hear my phone rang 9 times at my store? It said Aaron. So.
Oh wow.
I don't know if they were busy or what, but I'm gonna find out what's going on over there.
Yeah.
Oh, wow. Hey, do you know what's going on next, right?
Yeah.
We have a conference with Kate and Aaron. We're going to debut Kate's brand new fan section.
Oh, cool.
I don't know if she has the link up right now, but you can go check on showbizpizza.com, and then you can check all of her fan section. And then she also she has a contest now as part of the brand new section, a monthly fan art contest. So whoever wins that gets a free drawing from her.
Cool.
So I think that's pretty awesome.
So, anyhow, what sort of questions are you
going to
ask me? Because I know anything.
Oh, you know everything, huh?
Yeah! I'm probably smarter than some of the cast members up at the store.
In that case, I'm going to grab my Team 2 book right here and see, just in fact, if I can stump you. I'm looking forward to it. Are you ready?
Yes, I'm ready.
All right, starting with CEC General and Kid Check. Let's see. This is a really big binder right here, so I'm just trying to see.
Yeah, I've got like 2 big binders
right
in my room.
Give the Team 2 one, because I don't want you cheating.
I won't cheat.
Okay, I trust you on this one. All right. So, the store tour is the first thing. I'm just looking through. I'm trying to find actual things here. All right. What does RQS stand for?
Run Quality Shift.
All right, awesome. I think that was a little bit too easy. Can you describe Magic Clean for us?
Magic Clean.
This might be it, folks.
Oh my god.
Uh-oh. See, I just had to celebrate like MC Hammer there, cuz that's what I do when I get happy. all right, well, Magic Clean, it's actually when you it's the cleaning process they use during the day. Because you're not allowed to mop during the day. So you want to get a solution of warm water and Clorox too, clean it up, then get a dry towel to dry it. The drying is the most important part to make sure nobody slips.
Yes, that's right.
All right, let's see. Have you ever had to operate a fire extinguisher before?
Never.
Luckily, neither have I, but just in case, we'll have to know how to do it. Do you know how?
Let's see. You get the fire extinguisher.
Right.
You stand, what is it, 5 feet away from the fire?
Almost, a little bit more, like 8 to 10.
Oh, 8 to 10?
Yeah.
And then you throw the stuff at the fire.
Right. Do you know what you have to do before you squeeze the trigger? Here we go.
Oh,
that's all right. You just got to pull the pin out.
Yeah, pull the pin out. That's easy.
That's all right. That's cool. Pretty much got it anyway. Let's see.
Yeah.
All right. Have you ever vacuumed at Chuck E. Cheese?
Some.
All right. So do you know how often the vacuum cleaner bags must be emptied?
Once a week?
Well, not really, because that place is really, really filthy if you got all those little kids running around, so we want to do that nightly.
Oh, yeah.
After you use it each night, you want to... That's cool, though, that's cool. Let's see. I have one more question for you until we go on to our next conference call. We're going to kick off Kate's fan section.
Cool.
So, let's see. What is the standard for our high chairs?
Standard is usually what?
Like, what is our rule, our procedure, when setting up high chairs?
Three high chairs.
Right, you gotta clean them? Then there's three. You got one out of three so far.
I don't know.
No? Alright, we also have to place a plastic bib over the back.
Oh, yeah, three high chairs on the plastic bib.
Correct,
yeah.
Correct. And, the third one, do you know that one?
What was the last part?
Do you know the third one?
No, I don't.
No, you have to make sure they're buckled.
Oh, yes, that's right.
Ah, man. So, do you have these manuals at your house?
Yes, I do. I just haven't looked at them in a while.
All right, well, actually, I may have to come back to you for next week. You want to study up for me?
Yes.
Very cool. I just gave Danny E. some homework right now. I'm sure he's been out of high school for a few years now, and I just gave him some
knowledge. I've been out of high school since 1998, almost 10 years.
Oh, man. So, I just gave you homework for the first time in almost 10 years. How does that feel?
Yes.
Oh, man. Blah, ow. Radio showbiz. How we do.
Yes. In case you're wondering what my song choice is,
yes.
It's actually sort of a dedication.
All right.
Yesterday was Carrie's birthday.
Awesome.
Lost Angel.
Awesome.
And I'd like to dedicate the happy birthday medley from the Rock of Fire Explosion to her.
That sounds great. I just have to actually find that really quickly. Hopefully I have it in this list right here, and if not, we'll pull it up.
Okay.
Let's see. Birthday, there we go.
All right. You know which one I'm talking about, right?
Did I get the right one? It's the Rockefeller's birthday? Or is it a...
Yeah, the birthday medley, not Beatles' birthday, but...
Oh, there we go. You almost got me there. Happy birthday medley, there we go.
Yeah, that one.
And, just gotta find out where I put it. All right, awesome. Here we go. Anything else you want to give? Maybe a shout-out or something?
I'd like to give out a shout-out to all the guys and gals listening to Radio Showbiz.
Awesome.
And thanks for having me on the air. I look forward to doing this again next week.
Awesome, no problem. Thanks for having us. Thanks for helping us. Thanks for helping us, rather.
Yep.
Awesome.
Next week?
Yeah. Hopefully.
Okay.
Maybe actually...
All right, I look forward to it.
We might be on Tuesday to get back on track. Because, I mean, we had some technical difficulties last night. We do tonight, but we're able to run tonight, so, I mean, can't be that bad.
Okay.
Awesome. All right, this one goes out to Carrie, the Happy Birthday Medley from the Rock of Fire Explosion. Happy birthday.
Happy birthday. Happy birthday, baby. Oh,
one more year old.
Your birthday candle. Not as rough.
Send out our best wishes with a song. Ain't that right, Looney Bird?
That's right, Billy Bob. And I got the refreshments in my barrel.
Now, I don't believe corn squeezing goes too good with pizza, Looney Bird.
Well, maybe not, but it sure beats anchovies.
We're having a party.
Don't you love the party, too?
Aren't you itching to get started?